This is ContactTalkRadio.com, consciousness in action, and you are taking action into your consciousness by tuning into Contact Talk Radio.
And on TuneIn.com, Hing.fm, and Upsnap Mobile.
Contact Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Life Enhancement Medicine Hour, leading you down the road to optimal living with Dr. Kevin Wallace and Dr. Zahara Sundermeyer. The doctors will focus on the foundations of health and newfound therapies you may not even know existed. Come join us on the path to your optimal life. Now, here are your hosts, Dr. Kevin and Dr. Zahara.
Hey, everyone, and good morning. This is Dr. Sundermeyer.
And I am Dr. Wallace.
And we are the Life Enhancement Medicine Hour, or we're bringing you, I should say, the Life Enhancement Medicine Hour. You can tell that it's been a minute since I did this, right? A whole week since we did this.
No. So we're going to be abbreviated probably today in regards to being a little bit short, like 40 minutes. So we're going to talk about some lovely topics. Obviously, I hope everybody is staying safe out there, you know.
Yeah.
Hugging their loved ones, not going too stir crazy like I do.
There's that great meme going around Facebook right now of introverts and extroverts. And if you guys don't know us personally or as even physicians, I'm an introvert for the most part. I mean, I love being out and about. I like going out to restaurants. I like wandering around downtown. But Dr. Wallace, he's over here on my screen today. I'm not sure where he is for you all today. But he is an extrovert. He wants to be out all the time. He wants to see people. Mm-hmm. He wants to do things. And I'm just loving that I'm reading an amazing book right now. So
well, what book is it? What series?
I don't even remember the name of the series, but I'm on Ember Queen.
Okay.
So that's the name of the book.
All I can say is she goes ahead and reads like these books like crack.
I guess it's a good type of drug though, right? It's just an educational, stimulating my mind and imagination.
Correct. It's still
perfect
addicting.
Because
it's
of course. Very, well, this addicting. is a good lead-in because of course our topic today is hobbies of health and uplifting mm-hmm. the spirit. And my recent hobby has been obviously reading.
Well, but I know, but now you're going to have to tell the audience, it's like, what books are fantastic where you actually will go ahead and just stay up until 1 o'clock in the morning sometimes and just read.
Obviously this book series, again, the book that I'm reading right now is called Ember Queen, and it's definitely like a young adult thing. So I'm still pretending that I'm a young adult.
Okay. Sorcery. Well, give us a little bit more.
I'm a total fantasy addict. I reread the whole Harry Potter series, like the month of April last year. And so, you know, like if I can read anything that has to do with magical creatures, I am in love. I'm a total geek in that realm. But Dr. Wallace over here wants adventure and mystery and guns, machine guns, if he has the option.
Exactly. Just read a book about the Tommy gun and all the gangsters
exactly.
that held their hands on it. Yes. Well, it's funny how things are, because the book that I'm reading right now is about real estate. So investing more in real estate.
He's working on our future and I'm just working on myself, I guess.
So those are the hobbies. You know, obviously there's other people that are here through the CTR network. Dr. Anderson is fantastic. That will teach you more about COVID. Obviously, we gave some information about how to go ahead and increase your immune function. And so there's mm-hmm. a lot of information out there. So we thought today would be a fantastic time to do something a little more light, talk about some hobbies, some things you can do on YouTube, about getting some different things like binaural beats, which we'll talk about to help de-stress. So these are just some of the hobbies that we do.
I think a part of this too is that I would say a big chunk of the community right in the U.S. right now is in shelter in place, right? So we are either in our homes, we're doing light walks, but I think a big part of this too is it's playing a role into what's happening today because we're all stuck at home for the most part, right? Mm-hmm. So we wanted to discuss this as a lighter, less intense, you know, immune system conversation and more about how to, you know, make sure that you're staying aware of how your health is and things that you can do that are simple and at home to support stress, to support anxiety, to support just general wellness, which I think is really important today because we lose a lot of it. But I think the really cool thing about, you know, the last couple of days and the last week that we've been speaking with patients is a lot of individual stress levels have decreased. Just by seeing, yeah. I mean, yes, there's a little stress because, you know, your kids are being homeschooled and there's a little bit of stress because there's been a lot of people that are being laid off. But in the big picture, a lot of people are home now and that Correct. Means that they're not commuting. That means they're not dealing with the big, you know, load of patients that they have or, you know, they're doing a lot of different things. So I had a patient tell me today and she said, you know, she's an essential. But she was saying, yeah, my friends keep telling me how I just went through my entire closet and cleaned it out. And she's like, well, that must be nice. You know, so people are like starting to take care of themselves. And I Right. think that that's hugely important, which, you know, brings us to today's topic, how Mm-hmm. to care for yourself. Correct. You know, and that's the key.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have some of the same stories. So again, we do obviously all of our things on telemedicine and we've been doing mm-hmm. it for about 3+ years. So we're pretty, like I said, last podcast, we're pretty darn good at it. So it's one of those cases of hearing and seeing them in person and now hearing them with this lovely crisis going on here. And they're going, well, you know, I actually feel better because like Dr. Sundermeyer said, teachers don't have to teach. They're trying to go ahead and learn to do it from school. But it also allows time for our patients that we discuss with them how to reflect and how to take this kind of moment of this time and sit and say, well, when everything does return back to normal and you're back at your job, it sends you, puts that thought in the back of your mind to sit and say, I really have to do change some things so I don't have to have these stresses because, you know, obviously we give people supplements and we help them on out in regards to possibly the neurotransmitters and stress.
Right.
But we always tell them in office, it's like you have to change some of your behaviors in order for you to go ahead and have optimal health. And a lot of times that is learning how to say, no, I can't do this. Take time for yourself. So this is Correct. Actually a physical force to force them to sit and say, hey, I'm staying at home. I'm finally finishing the projects I want to do at home.
Right.
And so like a lot of our telemedicine patients that we had this week, a lot of them were doing quite well.
Yeah, better in general, I think the big thing. I had one woman tell me, I understand finally what you've been telling me, how that it's my job that's killing me slowly, It's not, you know, my health, it's the way the job is impacting me. And I had another gentleman tell me the same thing yesterday morning. And, you know, because he works in California and he does the commute to the Bay, to the Walnut Creek area and, you know, back and forth. And so he, you know, we talked about, well, you know, obviously stress, your adrenal gland and how that's being impacted. And obviously there's our talk previously about the adrenal gland that Dr. Wallace did. And I think it's amazing that people are finally hearing what we've been trying to say, because of course they're finally allowed to experience. So I do think that although this is quite an interesting time for us, that this has been a very positive experience for a lot of people that are just too constantly on the go.
Correct.
You know?
Yep. And so the cool thing is, and like we talk about some of the healthy habits, I like to wear hats. So
Dr. Wallace is a hat guy.
No, I'm wearing my hat on the show today.
He's got his hat. He's ready.
And we got these lovely new Bluetooth microphones.
Headsets. They're working fantastic. I'm hoping they're working out. We look very fancy with our up-to-date, fancy little
like
wireless headset.
The Borg from the Star Trek or whatever. We look like one of those.
We're all becoming that, right?
Correct. But it's cool because obviously now doing telemedicine, I like to stand. So obviously I'm standing. And so it is actually fantastic because I don't have to sit at a desk. I can actually stand, walk around, all that good stuff, talking to patients.
You're no longer tethered.
I'm no longer tethered to a desk. So this has been a good thing for us as well. So anyways, we are Infusion Health. If you do like to go ahead and call on into the show, our number is 844-390-8255. Or you can, again, always message us, ask us questions. We do have certain links through FullScript that you can go ahead and utilize to help on out with your supplements. So mm-hmm. just plug in ourselves in regards to what you're going to take appropriately. So you can also go back to some of our old podcasts. So we appreciate that if you do. And thanks for everyone for supporting us through this time. We have great patients great other physicians or whatever that always communicate with us, that help us out as well. And obviously we can communicate with them. So everybody out there is awesome, fantastic. And so today, I guess we're going to start off by doing some of the typical, you know, things to help you on out, some of the hobbies that you can do at home.
Well, one, I just, you know, I would love that everybody who's listening in comment either on our Life Enhancement page, on the live feed that we're doing here today. What is your favorite hobby? I would love to see what other people are doing. So obviously right now we talked about how I'm reading like a lot. But I also am starting to make jewelry again. Over Christmas, I got this amazing jewelry little work area that my dad found for me.
Yeah.
And I have
I said it's a professional jeweler's station, so.
It is, and it's from the 1950s or 60s, but it has enough drawers for me to start with, right? I have little baggies everywhere. So I'm organizing, but I've been making earrings and bracelets as well. So, I mean, one of those hobbies, that's what I've been going on. I know Dr. Wall officially has a bracelet. I'm not wearing my earrings today because they hit my headset, but I've been really proud of myself. My wiring work is getting better.
Mm-hmm. So I can't get enough say she's fantastic.
You have to. You have no choice.
So now she's going to have to make her jewelry line and we can retire.
Yes.
Why do that? I'm still going to make the I like it a line of clothing.
Fantastic. Dr. Wallace's hobby is going to be a clothing line. I'm going to be a jeweler. What are you guys doing to keep yourself busy these days that are bringing you joy? And that's what today is about. Things that you can do to support your health, things that you can do personally, obviously, that we would like to encourage always to bring yourself joy. And then, of course, health hobbies that, you know, can benefit you. So obviously the first of all things that we would love to talk about is an amazing to-do kind of thing is your morning ritual, right? Mm-hmm. So discussing, you know, do you guys even have a morning ritual? I think is kind of a really important question because, you know, a lot of us just get out of bed at the last possible minute, either jump in the shower or run and start the coffee pot. And then are we scrambling to get ready? Or are you willing to take maybe another 15 minutes of your morning to start a morning ritual? And it's amazing because, of course, what 15 minutes can do to really set the day into a positive motion. And I think starting now, considering we have a little bit more time available to ourselves, would be a fantastic way to start implementing it and see how you feel as you do so. So we came up with a really awesome morning ritual that has not only positive benefits to the health, but positive benefits to your circadian rhythm, mm-hmm. Right?
Correct, yep.
So obviously, go ahead.
Jinx.
I know, I can't talk now. Shoot.
No, exactly.
We're all in trouble.
All right, I know. It's like, it brings back lovely teenage days. So, all right, so the good, like I said, the good time that we're all not hopefully as busy, so we can do that morning ritual. And so the first thing, obviously, that we came up with was drinking water. So
yes.
Making sure that you have your water right beside you. So when you get up in the morning time, you can roll on over and you can drink basically 8 to 12 ounces of water. So obviously, it's like if we sleep for 8 hours, 6 hours, or even 10 hours, it's like that actually creates dehydration. So mm-hmm. We will hopefully go throughout a normal day not drinking water in a 6-hour, 8-hour period. So that's what happens with you at night. So if you can drink water, it will actually do a couple of things. So obviously it hydrates the system, gets the metabolism actually going, gives the signal to our internal organs to somewhat get up and rise. But it also goes ahead and helps on out with cravings, possibly constipation, all these other things that are involved in water.
Right. And I think the big thing is the important thing about this is a lot of people wake up and they drink coffee or some kind of a caffeinated beverage, whether it be tea or something else, right? Or even a pre-workout, depending on your exercise routine. And I think the biggest thing about caffeinated beverages that we have to be cognizant of is that they're dehydrating. They're going to make you pee more. They're going to make you have more movement, right? Which, you know, may or may not be loose. And so that's a loss in hydration. So every time, every time you drink a cup of coffee, you should make sure you add an additional cup of water in on top of that. But the first thing you shouldn't drink in the morning, because you're already dehydrated, is coffee or tea. You know, make sure you get that 8 to 12 ounces of water in, rehydrate your system, and then get your coffee. And then, of course, drink another cup of water so that you can balance out the amount of, you know, dehydration and hydration to keep yourself balanced. More and more people's kidney functions are decreasing because they drink too many dehydrating foods, or sorry, not foods, beverages, even energy drinks are going to create that impact in the system. And so just this little kickstart in the morning is such a positive thing. And then obviously you drink it, you're on your way to the restroom, you're on your way to make your coffee, and you've already started the day outright, right?
Correct. And so most people that we have on this program, you know, because obviously this is for all of our patients as well, they always go ahead and comment after about 6 weeks or in our follow-ups, if they're diligent to this, they actually feel like they no longer need as much coffee, or sometimes they don't need coffee at all, because this type of morning ritual, well, again, we'll set the tone for the rest of the day, start to pick up your cortisol levels, hydrate yourself, get your metabolism rolling. And so we don't have to feel like, all right, gosh, I just have to have my coffee to get up and get going. And now hopefully you can drink your coffee because you actually enjoy the taste, and not just because it's like, I need it because it picks me on up. So the second one, what is the second one, Dr. Sundermeyer?
Obviously, we need to open our blinds. So if you're anything like me, or a lot of people, the biggest recommendation is you should sleep in pitch black. You should sleep with your blinds closed. You should have, you know, as minimal light as possible to have the best melatonin secretion at night, to enhance sleep and obviously sedation. The more you're watching TV, the more you're looking at your cell phone, the more you're reading on tablets, or, you know, whatever you're doing on tablets, you know, you can actually really negatively affect the way your melatonin production is produced, which obviously over time will impact sleep. But so sleep in a dark room, obviously, but open your blinds in the morning. Let that natural sunlight start stimulating your neurotransmitters to wake up. And that's what it does. It actually influences your neurotransmitters and enhances your cortisol level. And it really supports these natural sleep-wake cycles. A lot of people don't, you know, realize how much light impacts our day. Right. And even when you're sequestered in a building, you know, those UV lamps have been so beneficial for people to support mood. You know, I have an office and there's no windows in it, and I just have basic lights, the fluorescent bulbs, and it is definitely depressing sometimes, I think can be a good word, creates a little bit lower mood. So just making sure every now and then you're getting that natural light during the day. But of course, first thing in the morning, if you have the availability, open those blinds, get the warmth of the sun, or while you're making your cup of coffee and drinking your water, step outside and you know, just let that sun hit you for 5 to 10 minutes if you have that availability. I tell people, if you have those really fancy coffee makers that are timers, just set a timer and then you'll have your water, you'll have your coffee, you can go sit outside, you can enjoy the sun. And that will really start setting up, you know, better balance of that sleep and wake cycle. So a really easy part of a morning ritual, and we're not asking you to do it for 30 minutes. We're saying 5 to 10, you know, start everything as simply as possible, because that's how you create positive habits moving forward. Right. Mm-hmm.
Yep. What's that? It's like learn everything in like 2 pages or something like that a day. There's a book that instead of reading the whole book, you just read 2 pages a day. So it's the same concept with doing what we tell you to do, unfortunately, or fortunately, therapeutic. We tell you like 30 minutes, we usually tell you like, well, start with 5. Start with something, you know, slow. Don't sit there and all of a sudden go gung-ho like at the first time at the gym, where the next day you're waking up like Frankenstein because you're lactic acid.
Can't move at all. Can't get out of bed.
Right. Can't move
here
at all. It's like, that's discouraging. Right. And so they have these lovely lights that you can purchase, which we tell people to go ahead and get, because if you're obviously in an area that's foggy or cloudy or just doesn't have sun, then actually have one of those seasonal lights that you can go ahead and purchase from Amazon. And just make sure your eyeballs look at it for just a little bit, or get light. As soon as that basically light wave passes through the retina and the rod.
Yeah, don't look directly at it. That can always be great, right? Don't get blinded by the light.
Blinded by the light.
Oh, here we go. Yeah. Dr. Wallace was meant to be an actor or karaoke singer in his last lifetime.
Yep, I can tear up Jimmy Buffett.
Now, of course, we always say this, whether it happens or not, this is the bigger question of the day. But now that we have a little bit of time on our side, I mean, we're all in this place for at least till the 30th, right? And so movement. I think the thing that we take for granted today is that sitting all day long is a healthy thing, right? And it's nowhere near healthy for us to sit all day long. And that is what a chunk of this country does. They sit all day long. This is what I do. I'm sitting now. I sat this morning yesterday seeing patients. And, you know, we're sitting. So take advantage of your availability to move. This doesn't mean you need to go run a marathon. This doesn't mean you need to run a mile. This means you could stand in your backyard and reach to the sky and, you know, stretch your bones out, stretch your muscles out, bend over, try and touch your toes, you know, spread your arms out as wide as they can go. And then, you know, see how just circulating the joints can go. You know, circulating the joints can make you feel. I know I always feel better after I have actually stretched and moved my body. My circulation is better. My blood flow is better. My hands actually are warm. You know, things like that. A lot of people are talking about temperature dysregulation. My hands and feet are always cold, but, you know, we work inside and we sit all day and we don't circulate the system. You know, so how do we strengthen our bodies on a consistent basis for better circulation is some movement, right?
Correct. Yep.
Yeah.
And so
obviously, not only does it lubricate the joint, you help move the lymphatic system, which is always really stagnant, can decrease edema over time. It increases your insulin sensitivity. Of course, we don't want that to happen because over time when insulin is more desensitized, then you're dealing with glucose mismanagement and, of course, more adipose tissue or hormone imbalances. And obviously, that leads to a lot of other health concerns. And then, of course, you're bringing more oxygen to the tissues, like your hands and feet, that don't get as much oxygen if you're just sitting all day, right?
I agree. And so it's an easy thing. 1, 2, 3. Water,
1, 2, 3.
Light, movement. So basically, those three things are telling your body it's time to get up, time to get going. All of a sudden, it's like your other neurotransmitters come online. Your digestion, like I said, starts to come online. Mm-hmm. So it just basically gets your body to be alert. Cortisol starts to increase, obviously, first
but
thing in the morning.
It becomes healthy, you know.
And so another thing that maybe in the future that we'll talk about as muscle being more than just, you know, an organ that actually moves a joint. So muscles actually have their own hormones that they secrete out. So the more that we move muscle, the more that we're actually increasing or decreasing inflammation, neurotransmitter use, all these other things that can help on out with that sleep-wake cycle. So that's why movement in the morning is important. It doesn't have to be an hour of your CrossFit. You know, that might come 30 minutes later. But the first thing in the morning, like Dr. Sundamar said, is just to get up, do these three things, and then go about your day. And then if you keep that habit, then you're going to see, like I said, everything getting better and better and better. You start to feel better, more mental clarity, all of that.
Absolutely. And I think the important thing that we need to discuss is a lot of people are just deterred when it comes to exercise, right? That word exercise is like, oh, that means I have to go to the gym and then everybody's going to look at me, or I don't even know what to do at a gym and I don't like going to gyms. You know, I end up paying for it and then my life is so busy that I don't even go regularly, so I just waste money. Well, it's not always about having to go to a facility, we'll say. This is a gym, but not just a CrossFit, not just for kickboxing. You know, it can be gardening. I mean, I don't think people realize how much just moving in your yard can be positive for you. We talked about stretching. So there's some really good stretching routines that you can do and you can find, obviously reputable sources, or even just learning how to stretch yourself. Yoga is a stretching routine with isometric contractions because you're moving and holding your body. I have a preference for Hatha yoga because I think it's more soothing to the body without being more of a cardiovascular workout. And I actually get more sore when I do Hatha yoga than I do vinyasa, right? So there's some really cool places on YouTube that have great Hatha, like 30-minute Hatha flows. So you're just holding positions for 3 to 5 breaths, and that's the biggest difference between a hatha and a vinyasa, where vinyasa is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 positions. With vinyasa, it's a position, and then again, 2, 3, 4, and then another position, and that's what I love it. So I actually had more strength after I did hatha classes. I was more sore after I did hatha classes, which I always find amazing, and I just felt better. Obviously, there's also things like Tai Chi, where Tai Chi is more meditative. It's movement of energy and air, if you can kind of think of it like that. But there's some really great Tai Chi classes. And it's great for not only the mind, but the spirit. You get outdoors, right? What your favorite thing is to get outdoors, Dr. Wallace, right?
Yes. And movement. And long, long time ago, I actually used to go ahead and be a Pilates instructor. So the original 24 moves by Joseph Pilates. So all these other things that have been yoga Pilates and stuff like that. I actually trained in the Joseph Pilates method. And so
I love
I'll
it.
I'll have to bring that back. So
we're going to do some arm pumping.
Well, exactly. So there's all kinds of cool things. But I should sit there and say her first thing in the gardening, and everybody right now that is at home, there should be no weeds in your garden whatsoever. So if you have weeds in your garden,
it shouldn't be associated with the chemical.
Correct. It should have been pulled. It's like physical, you are a physical Roundup. So you should be out there pulling weeds and pruning your bushes and all these other things. You should, right now, unfortunately, I know there's, we want everybody to go out and make a living, but your gardener should be basically put on hold for a couple of months. So get out there, get the pruners, get pricked by a thorn or rose thorn. So you experience that sensation again.
That's always funny.
Hiking. Yeah, so hiking, obviously, we're here in Tucson. I don't think we are as, when I say sequestered, as in California. So they do still have people out hiking in that regard. So hiking in your backyard, you can do some different things in regards to high stepping, putting on a backpack, getting, especially if you are an experienced backpacker, you have a treadmill, put on a backpack, put some weight in it, put your gear on, and then actually walk on the treadmill to keep yourself in shape, because this eventually is going to end. And then I think when it does end, there's probably going to be no place for anybody to sit at the bar. There's probably going to be no hiking trail that is not full of people. So be in shape. So be in shape when this does. It's like you can just pick right back on up.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, and obviously with your have that availability for water, get yourself a kayak. I think I had the best time when I was younger kayaking on a lake. Going through all the little small waterways that had all of the, you can see the lily pads and different reeds and stuff like that. Those are amazing opportunities if you have that availability to get yourself moving, and your arms will love you for it, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I would say so.
And then I think the one that we both thought of, Dr. Sundermeyer more than myself, was intimacy. So you should be able to go ahead, and now in this time, we're going to see a surge in, unfortunately, births probably in 10 months. So,
yeah,
I
would say that's probably the case.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to track.
It'll be interesting. We'll start our timer in May. That'll be month one. But it's true. I mean, I think what people don't realize is what intimacy brings as far as, well, obviously physical. Right? There's a physical exertion to it. So you're using your muscles, but intimacy also brings a connectivity. And when you're stuck in a house with a person that you haven't been stuck in a house with in a while, there could be a little bit of aggravation. I'm not used to you being home. You're in my space, messing with my normal to-dos, right? And so adding a little intimacy in is always a good way to burn calories, but also to create positive connectivity with your significant others. And it's a great connectivity in the big run, So I think that's why I said it's important now, because we're all stuck at home.
And also the build up to it. So we were talking about finding a recipe, cooking together, those types of things. So bringing back a date, like set the dinner table, put the candles on it, make a good dinner, start talking about other stuff besides the crap, unfortunately, that's going on right now. And so, put away the news, watch something funny, watch a movie together, pop some popcorn, and then hopefully that will lead to intimacy as well. But So intimacy for me obviously means a lot of things besides just, you know, having sex or lovemaking. So intimacy is actually being close and holding hands and being out in the backyard. And so try to go and incorporate some of those things into your life right now. It's tough because, like Dr. Sundamar said, if we've been so busy and you've had kids and you've had separate jobs and you only meet up at 6 o'clock when, you know, you're back at home. Like, right. Now that you're around each other, try to do some things to actually rekindle some of those things.
I think that this is a beautiful time to rekindle this, you know, the relationship with the spirit, because this is, you know, a time of an interesting transition. I think we're going to take, you know, this is going to be some time before everything, I think, even gets back to normal from different articles that I've read. So take advantage of the fact that, you know, you're where you are, and obviously thankful for the fact that you're with who you're able to be with, you know.
And if you need some assistance, you can contact us, because we go ahead and prescribe oxytocin, which is a fantastic hormone for togetherness. It brings us together. So it's the love hormone. So we have a lot of males and females, obviously, upon these. We have taken them, and so they work fantastic. Mm-hmm. And so those are the things that we can do as naturopathic doctors and as, you know, doctors that do functional medicine and integrative telemedicine. So you just have to become a patient, client, tell us about your concerns. Oxytocin works fantastic to bring that togetherness back again. So,
well, I think the cool thing about oxytocin on top of that is it's amazing for anxiety and pain, which is always crazy.
Correct. Mm-hmm. But great studies in regards to high dose oxytocin and fibromyalgia, which maybe be another time.
Right. That's, I know, right? The things that we could talk about. Now, of course, this is a little off the beaten path. And this is something that can be what I would say sounds a little woo woo. Is that a good way to say it? Maybe a little hippie? Is that, you know, and is grounding and more and more actual research behind it, right? I mean, we found some amazing articles on grounding the body. And so basically what grounding is bare feet on the ground. Oh, duh, right? But nobody does it because we're always wearing shoes. We're always wearing rubber. We're always disconnected from the earth. And what we have to remember is what Dr. Wallace likes to remind people is we are batteries, right? We're just a really awesome battery. And the earth is regenerizing. One study Dr. Wallace found had some amazing research. I think you have that information in front of you, right, Dr. Wallace?
Yeah. So I have it. So again, so these things we posted so you can read it on your own. It's a long. So there are tons of research on grounding. And so we utilize this in regards to naturopathic medicine all the time because it's free. The caveat is if you are going in your backyard, we don't want you to have bare feet, that you have people that spray your grass with pesticides or that you utilize furniture or a fertilizer. So we want to make sure that the ground is clean, those types of things before you actually go out and ground. But grounding improves sleep, normalizes day-night cortisol rhythms, reduces pain, reduces stress. It shifts the nervous system from an autonomic, from sympathetic into a parasympathetic, which means it just takes away the stress, the fight or flight mechanism, which is important. It actually speeds wound healing, reduces blood viscosity.
And that was just
actually, that's from published studies. So this is something that wasn't on your local blog from somebody that's been doing it and they just write about it. This is actually studies.
And
like Dr. Sundamar said, we are batteries. If we're always in a negative electron and we can go ahead and discharge that through the earth, like you would do a grounding, a lightning rod or a grounding pole, it actually, like I said, dissipates through the earth. And I always tell people, it's like when they're at the beach and I tell them, go to the beach and walk with your shoes on the beach one way and then walk back with your shoes off and tell me which one felt better. And it's always walking back with my shoes off in that regard. It's just because we're grounding on the earth. It's not because having your shoes on is more difficult and stuff like that. It's because we're actually grounding and we're putting our body back into the earth, which we need to get more back to nature anyway. So.
And with this, I always, amazing. I mean, I always feel better when I take a couple deep breaths in the grass with my feet bare. But, you know, the things that I do tell people to do is take a couple deep breaths, close your eyes, focus on deep belly breathing where your belly just nice and extends and you're filling those lungs fully and breathing out slowly. This is time where you can do some visualization. This is time where you can actually do some meditation, whether you decide you want to sit on the ground or you want to stand on the ground, right? It doesn't even have to be standing. You could be in a chair on your, you know, on your lawn or in your backyard where your feet are just flat on the ground. And the cool thing I think today is more and more people are making things that are like grounding mats. Say for instance, you live in a place where there's no earth, you're around concrete and there's a park down the street, but again, maybe the park is not well maintained or maybe it's not always safe when the time you have availability. So there are these cool things that you can now purchase. There's even shoes that are grounding shoes, which I think is awesome. You know, so things like that, that you can kind of do on a consistent basis to kind of recenter the system. Not, we don't recenter enough, I think, at this point in time.
No,
right?
Not at all. It's like we don't do, when I say we don't do the cheap stuff, that's proven.
That's true. You know, we don't do the cheap stuff, that's proven.
So we're looking for like the next, you know, in our profession sometimes, the next supplement, the next program, the next, you know, someone develops a great program for adrenal health and it's like, here's the new supplement that has everything in it. But it's like, mm-hmm. Well, this is the stuff that you can do for free that's actually proven. And it actually, it does more than just one system. It works with the whole system. So,
right.
You know, can imagine waking up in, no, I was just saying, can you imagine waking up in the morning, water, light, movement, go ahead and go outside and stand on the grass and walk for just a couple minutes on the grass, then go ahead and start your day. Wow, you'd be fantastic.
So, I think I'd be happier for sure.
Well, we do. We've been going out now. We've been going out.
Oh, you know, yes, we have hummingbird feeders, lavender. We've been sitting on our seats outside. Basically, we've positioned our backyard to face all these cool little plants that we have in our hummingbird feeders, which is funny because we're facing our house and not the yard. But because it's all around our patio, you know, we're taking advantage of the vantage point, right? And I am loving it. I wanted lavender. I was like, what things can we buy that I can feed bees and I can feed hummingbirds with? And obviously now we're getting other birds and we have lizards and we have bees and it's making me quite happy. So things like this, it's the little things right now that we have to take advantage of because those are the things that are going to bring more joy back into life, be great, make us grateful for what we truly do have, even in a time of such disarray, you know?
Correct.
Yep. Right. Now, so, today with people, food, I think is important to talk about. I've heard a lot of people that are working right next to their refrigerators. Are you one of those people that are working right next to your refrigerator? That's what I would like to know. Yes or no, you have to place a comment. Are you working next to your refrigerator? Because if that's the case, imagine how easy it is to get up and grab that food, right? So, of course, with this hobbies and health, I think this is an amazing time to take advantage of passing down a recipe. I have a couple recipes that my mom has passed down to me, and only me, my siblings don't appreciate that. I have a chocolate cake recipe that my whole family always makes, or likes when I make, I should say. And now that I'm gluten and dairy free, it's not always made, but it's been passed down to me, and my mom got it passed down. And so take advantage of doing something that brings in a generational approach, right? Dr. Wallace has amazing memories of when his mom would make certain things and just mm-hmm. things that bring you joy, yeah. Right?
Yep, and I think that's a lost art. I think even in my time, it's like I have these recipes for my mom, but I know she doesn't have recipes from her mom, or if she did, she didn't pass all of them down. So,
right.
So make that tradition again, cooking with the family. You know, even if it means it's like, well, I don't have anything, look on YouTube, look on whatever to go ahead and make now with the family. So we talked about
Absolutely.
The whole intimacy of family. Get everybody together. Somebody's got to cut something on up. Someone's got to make the tomato sauce. It's like the good fellas, you know, when they're in the prison and he's cutting the garlic and he's making the pasta sauce and everybody's enjoying it because you're talking. Mm-hmm. And usually that's what it does. People start talking about, tell stories. It's like, I can't tell you that. Coming from a family that had, I had 25 aunts and uncles, and my dad or whatever Crazy. Never really passed stories down to me. I had to hear them. But those are the things that I miss. So don't go ahead and skimp on out. Tell people about stories in your life so they can pass down those traditions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. And like Dr. Wallace said, create a recipe. Take something that you know and love and make it your own. You know, find something online that you think would be fun to make together, and, you know, use the time wisely that we have today to have these times with our kids, with our families, that we don't always get because we're so busy, you know? And again, this is where joy will come from. These are the things we'll remember. You know, we have a colleague whose daughter is having a birthday this weekend. And, you know, they have all these things planned, but they're still going to have togetherness with their daughter, you know? And they're still going to be able to remember what happened, remember when we did that, but also remember how we made that one recipe and it came out horribly, or, you know, vice versa. Remember we made that one recipe and it was amazing. And there's still those great thoughts to think about.
And so I think we'll skimp over, but we'll talk about the other two real fast. One of them is sunlight. So Dr. Sunlight, yes. Sunlight, and then I'm going to talk about binaural beats, and then we'll go ahead and call it a day.
Call it a day. Oh my. Well, of course, sunlight. We talked about it a little bit as a part of the morning ritual. But I think the biggest thing that I want to talk about today is everyone thinks that the sunlight is bad. And everyone is like, we need sunblock, 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 right? We got to go out. If we're out in the sun, we need sunblock. And that's, of course, because everyone is very concerned today about skin cancers, melanomas, and basal cell carcinomas and squamous cell carcinomas, which definitely is understandable. But what we're finding is more and more people are having low vitamin D levels. And the biggest issue with that is that there is an increased risk of different cancers with a lower vitamin D. So there's a study that I've shared already about all the different functions of vitamin D, but let's talk about a couple things on how it regulates the immune system. We obviously know about its functions with calcium absorption and supporting that, right? But if we don't make our vitamin D naturally, which is via the sun, we don't get these positive benefits with our immune system, right? So things that the sun, vitamin D does in our body. So it is helps with cell proliferation and differentiation. So for all of you people that are getting, you know, biological allograft injections or even prolotherapy injections, and you're encouraging stem cells and growth factors to be sent to the system, if you don't have enough vitamin D, you're not going to get the best benefit out of those injections. And if you wear an SPF of greater than 8, we know that the sunlight is completely blocked to produce vitamin D. The other thing is it obviously helps regulate proteins of a cell cycle. So you're actually helping the health of your cell by getting just a little bit of sunlight every day to your skin. Not only that, it supports and mediates apoptosis, which basically means cell death of many cancer cell lines, as well as our normal cells, because our cells have a half-life. But say, for instance, we now have a vitamin D level of 12, which is low, right? We have a higher risk of not properly killing or sending signals to these cancer cells to apoptose or die, right? And so if we don't get sunlight, what does that mean? And why do we, you know, what have we created such a misconception on sunlight about? Is it that we're just not getting enough antioxidants to support natural skin health? And I think that that's the one that we have to pose the most, because I've experienced it myself. And Dr. Wallace is a frozen cherry fiend, is a good way to say it. Anytime frozen cherries are available, they're in our house. And I've never been that person. Yes, I've eaten cherries here and there, but it's not always something that I've had in the home in the amount that I've had recently. But I found that when I ate more cherries, and this is just a personal experience, right? We all have to get our antioxidants. I did not burn the way I did if I don't have them in my system. So what is that saying about the way my body responds to the antioxidants, the carotenoids of cherries? Specifically, right? And not that everyone should go out and get cherries and then never wear sunblock, of course not, but be aware of the type of sunblock you're also wearing, because there's this really interesting study that talked about how sunblock is actually, the chemicals of sunblock are actually so high in our system that they're higher than what the FDA recommends, and so now they're considered toxic. So we have to, you know, create this balance with, is the sunblock causing toxicity And that's, of course, where we're getting other issues down the road, like affecting our hormones. Or is it that we're not getting enough antioxidants, in turn we're having more and more skin cancers? Are we drinking too much alcohol, and in turn we go, you know, we work outside because we are landscapers, and then we have more, you know, basal cell carcinomas because we're not getting our antioxidants? So just considering the balance of vitamin D, I think, is extremely important, and its function. I mean, without it, our immune system just isn't going to work well. So I think that that is my vitamin D spiel, especially right now, because we are working on making sure our immune systems are healthy. And one amazing way to do it is to get sunlight in our life. One of our great mentors, her name is Dr. Morstein. She's also a naturopathic doctor. She used to say 80% of your body out in the peak of the day, just until your skin pinks. So for me, you know, 15, 20 minutes, Dr. Wallace, a little longer, darker complexion, a little bit longer. But 80% of our body is a bikini or swim trunks, right? Our torso is showing, our back is showing, our legs are showing. So take advantage of it right now if you have the availability to sit out inside for 15 minutes without sunblock. Don't hesitate to shade your face if you need to, but, you know, get a little bit of that support, but get the other antioxidants with it, right? Or make sure you have a healthy sunblock after the fact so that you can then apply and keep protecting your skin. Okay. Yep.
Totally 100% agree. With all of that stated.
I've gotten a little darker recently since we've been having our morning coffees outside.
I know. After water.
Yes, that's true. I have this sitting by my nightstand, and it's always about 3/4 to a half full. And by the time I have my coffee, it's empty. So I do drink my more than 8 ounces of water every morning.
So the one thing I like to do is a thing called binaural beats. And so binaural beats, so we talk about light going through our eyes. If we can put basically wavelengths through our ear, that will go ahead and actually help sometimes, or actually has proven studies in regards to mental clarity, resetting brain function, de-stressing. So a lot of times if people are stressed, I tell them to go home, put on some binaural beats before you go ahead and cook, or put it on as you're cooking. Don't just come home, cook and eat, or even in the morning if you're stressed on out, put on some binaural beats. They have a great YouTube channel. Just put in binaural beats on YouTube. And just those frequencies and hertz, wavelength patterns, obviously will go in through the acoustic portion. Go ahead and get into the brain, actually stimulate the brain, quiet the brain, bring some quiescence, actually increase focus. So these are the things that I do as well, especially in this time of stress, is just listening to some binaural beats. So that is what I like to do. Again, great studies with it that we can go ahead and put onto Life Enhancement Medicine. And so it's fantastic. So that is the show. I think that's fantastic. I think I think in my closing, I want people to go ahead, like Dr. Sundermeyer read. I want people to read, because when we read more and we read books on like visualization or meditation, and we read several different types, it gives people more tools to go ahead and be better equipped to handle the stresses that are put forth out there in our environment, our atmosphere, our politics. So if we only read and we don't read at all, or we don't experience anything that's self-help, it's like I want to encourage people now to do those things, because it gives you more tools in the toolbox, just like we do in regards to functional and naturopathic medicine. We have a lot of tools that we can call upon when one thing does not work. So the more books you read, go to the bookstore, go on Amazon.com and start purchasing books on self-help and meditation, so you can start reading. So it just helps you with tools.
Absolutely. Yep. I completely agree 100%. Just taking this time, take advantage of this time of being home, not driving, not having to take the kids to school all the time, not having to have your life around everybody else. And, you know, take care of yourself and your family. As always, I am Dr. Sundermeyer, and
I am Dr. Kevin Wallace, and we are
Infusion Health,
and soon to be Integrated Telemedicine. So
yes, I'm excited for the meeting tonight.
We want you as our patient. If you want to feel fantastic, all you got to do is just give us a call, check us online, infusionhealth.org. Contact Laura, she's fantastic. 520-396-4866 in Arizona, 209-809-4251 in California. So if you'd like to go ahead and be optimal, give us a call and we'll do our darndest to go ahead and make sure we can help you with that.
Absolutely. And don't hesitate to check us out on Instagram, infusion_health. And if you'd like to sign up for our mailing list, which we're going to start utilizing more and more to promote different blood lab evaluations, different supplement sales, etc., don't hesitate to shoot us your full name and your email address that you'd like us to send the information to our Infusion Health private messenger on Instagram. We hope you guys have a beautiful rest of your Wednesday. And again, show yourself some positive self-love, and we will see you guys soon. Again, our next show, we're super excited. GI Health is going to be the topic, and I've just named it Our Digestive Tract More Than Just Digestion. Very fancy.
Yep. All right,
guys.
Take care.
Have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. You've been listening to the Life Enhancement Medicine Hour with Dr. Wallace and Dr. Sundmeyer, bringing the power of health to your listening ears. You can learn more by visiting infusionhealth.org. That's infusionhealth.org. Follow them on social media and join the movement to better health.
Hello, how may I assist you today?
It's a conspiracy.
I'm sorry, I didn't quite catch that.
You're nuts.
There are 11 edible kinds of nuts.
No, they fry.
What would you like to buy?
No, your snack nuts are fried in oil.
I'm sorry, I don't understand the phrase, your snack nuts are fried in oil.
Fisher oven roasted never fried nuts are never fried. They have nothing to hide. They're just nuts oven roasted with sea salt. That's it. Now go look for the red topped can.
I am putting Fisher oven roasted never fried nuts on your shopping list.
Mommy, look at my boat. It's sailing.
Introducing the Her Journey Around the World Started in Our Overflowing Bathroom Sink policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote. Find an agent. Visit amfam.com for homeowners policy information.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.